Foxton Readers Level 3. The Deepest Graves by Steve Martin. Read by James Brown. Copyright Foxton Books 2022. Chapter 1. Ian sat on the side of the boat as it moved gently up and down on the waves. He smiled at the man sitting opposite, and then, without warning, he suddenly fell backwards. Immediately he disappeared under the waves and sank into the cold sea. "I'm getting too old for this," his friend Martin laughed, and then he also fell backwards into the North Sea. As soon as he was in the water, he turned and looked down. He swam quickly after his diving partner. It was important to stay close together. Ian was only a few meters below, but it was difficult to see him. Diving in the North Sea was very different to diving on holiday in the Caribbean or the Mediterranean Sea. The water was much colder and darker here, and it was impossible to see very far into the distance. Martin reached the bottom. This was a fairly deep dive, and he was now about 30 meters below sea level. He looked to his right and saw Ian swimming towards the rusty ship that was lying on the sand. It was a small fishing boat. These boats had a crew of about 6 men. It was called Northern Princess, and it had sunk 2 miles from the shore during a storm a few years ago. Martin gave a hand signal to his friend to tell him that he was okay, and then he swam onto the old boat. While he did this, Ian swam to the side of the boat with his special equipment. He used it for cutting through metal. It was expensive, but necessary equipment. The 2 men each had 2 air tanks on their back. This meant they had enough air for about 1 hour. They needed to work quickly. Martin's job was to search for small objects. He swam into the cabin on deck. He needed to be careful when he went inside a boat. It was very easy to become trapped. That's why he always dived with a partner. Inside the cabin, he found a couple of lanterns, a clock, a bell, and a few other small objects. It was quite a good collection of objects, even if there was nothing special or surprising to find. He put the objects in his bag and swam to the back of the boat. Here, he took out his hammer and a small metal bar and carefully removed the metal sheet with the name of the ship. Martin looked at his watch. He only had enough air for 10 minutes, so he swam to where Ian was working. His partner was cutting through the ship to remove the round windows called portholes. It was hard work, but these were always popular objects. Once he had removed the little window, Ian held up 3 fingers to show how many he had. Martin pointed upwards to tell his friend it was time to leave. They needed to swim to the surface slowly and stop on the way. If they didn't return to the surface carefully, they could become very sick. Ian put the window into his bag, and the 2 men swam slowly upwards to the boat. When they were a few meters from the surface, they stopped for a while. Their bodies had to get used to the change in pressure. When they finally reached the surface, they threw their bags on the deck and then climbed on the boat after them. They took off their diving masks and lay down on the deck. They were always tired after a dive and needed to rest.